Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you see, obviously you watch the news, right? Or you're reading the news, you're listening to the news. So a lot of you guys have some questions. These are fantastic questions. I wish I could answer them. I'm a little nervous about what's going to happen in the next few weeks because I don't know if there's going to be a little bit of a switch of the narrative. Because from what we're seeing, less people are getting tested, right? Like, we are seeing less COVID cases in America. Seeing still a lot of cases going on in Mexico. Apparently, they just had, I think, another 3,000 cases, 300 deaths in Mexico. We're seeing some fantastic data coming out of Israel. All right, pretty exciting stuff. Okay. But we have, today we heard that Sanofi and GlaxoSmithKline are going to move forward on their vaccine. In fact, Sanofi is going to help make Johnson & Johnson vaccine. We're getting Pfizer to ask the FDA to allow them to use different, less severe temperature constraints. I need to figure out what happened with that because the Pfizer vaccine needed to be frozen at like a negative 80 degrees Celsius, negative 70 to 80 degrees Celsius. Then the Moderna didn't. And it's a very similar sort of packaging, the little lipid nanoparticle. So I'm wondering if Pfizer's like, well, why don't we do what they're doing? And then, you know what? We don't have to be so cold. So it's interesting to see what's happening there. I need to figure out, though, where was it because of just one sort of adjuvant that needed to be kept that cold? So it's interesting to see why two different vaccines, two different cold storage necessitated. But one of your questions was, do you need to get the vaccine now if we're going to be, quote, reaching herd immunity by April? So this herd immunity prediction by a John Hopkins professor is very optimistic, right? I'm cautious about that because I don't know what's going to happen with Mexico. If we're still seeing cases rise in other countries and immigration reform changes and people come back or travel restrictions are eased, are our cases going to go up? Also, I'd like to see what happens with the South African variant. Looks like somebody in New York now has a South African variant. We've had some recombination issues of a two-virus hybrid in somebody found in California, which we don't know if it happened to them or if they picked it up from somewhere else. So we still have enough variants and enough questions out there to not say, all right, guys, party's over. Let's get back to, you know, the way things were, even though I cannot wait for us to get back to the way things were. I don't think we should have closed down to this degree. But I do foresee a little bit of a issue. You have these pharmaceutical companies pumping out millions of vaccine. We are urging everybody to get a COVID vaccine. Johnson & Johnson's vaccine will hopefully be a one-shot deal. AstraZeneca is probably going to get approval by the spring. Now Sanofi, GlaxoSmithKline working on theirs. We got Sputnik apparently doing well in Russia. So we have billions of dollars invested into the vaccine protocol, a vaccine regimen. We have, however, millions of Americans not wanting to get the vaccine. And now I'm being asked by people, can they wait? Can they stall? Now, I can't advise you to stall because, again, I don't know what other variants is out there. You know, it's interesting. I'm watching this TV show called Below Deck. I like it a lot. It's really cool. And in Below Deck, this latest season starts in February 2020. And so I haven't finished the season yet, but coronavirus was just starting to spread and be well known. And they're on a boat in the Caribbean. and one of the workers is sick. And I'm like, okay, that sounds just like COVID. And they're like, well, it can't be COVID because there's no cases here in the Caribbean. And that's my issue. By the time we hear of cases, by the time we hear that something's going on, we're already weeks behind, which is why I watch the hospitals. The hospitals, to me, is my barometer of what's going on. If the hospitals are full, we have an issue. If the hospitals are not full, that's a good sign, even though there is a lag between getting COVID and then ending up hospitalized. So a concern I have is we're making all these vaccines. If you have experts on one end saying, guys, numbers are going down, looks like we have herd immunity. If you're going to tell people that we have herd immunity in April, when at the same time we have Dr. Fauci and other experts saying, look, guys, by the summer, anybody who wants a vaccine could get it. We might have a supply and demand issue the other way. Right now, we have a huge demand for too little supply of vaccine. Once that flips, these pharmaceutical companies could be in trouble. Now, America had to pre-buy. These pharmaceutical companies aren't stupid, all right? They are going to still be making a profit because these America countries in Europe, wherever, had to buy the vaccine. And mind you, we still have a lot of third world nations that need to also get the vaccine, which unfortunately are not at the front of the line, and that could unfortunately brew more coronavirus. So we need to make sure everybody gets access to the vaccine. But if we do end up having a glut where we have extra vaccine and people don't want it, I don't know if we're going to hear all the optimism that we've started to hear, because they need to make sure they give everybody the vaccine that they bought. Now, as far as I'm concerned, if I'm a public official, I just want people healthy, and I just want the economy opening up. And so if people aren't getting sick and they don't want to get the vaccine, as a public official, I wouldn't force it. I don't think you're allowed to force something on somebody. But unfortunately, we are seeing employers force. If you want your job back, you need to vaccinate. One of my listeners wrote on Facebook saying she ended up giving in and just getting the vaccine because she didn't want to lose her job. So you have some people saying, gosh, if I could just get asked after April. Be very careful with this April date. I think we're going to see a lot of good things coming up this spring. I think we're going to see reopen. Just like last year, things started to calm down by the summer. We were able to start reopening. So I do see, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel. But it is going to be very interesting to see what the narrative is when we have extra vaccine and we have people that want to wait until we've reached herd immunity and then say, no, thank you, I don't want the vaccine. I'm not sure how that's going to play out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms, but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniels working the dials. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so, you know, my son has a girlfriend, and I love her to death. I think she's great. I'm blown away by how much different my son acts around her than, you know, he does to me. It's like he's a completely different person. You know, he's courteous, opens doors. I mean, everything I told him he should be doing growing up, he's like, Mom, please. Girls don't like that. Apparently he is. I mean, he is, and relationships are working. See, the best thing to do, right, if you want to train your kids on how to approach others, is just have them be in relationships and be around others. And they learn pretty quickly. You can't teach them. You can't tell them what they need to do. And I also notice he's treating me nicer. Right, don't tell him I told you all this, but you know, he's been treating me nicer. He'll come up and give me a hug. He's like, "How you doing, Mommy? You know, oh, you know, you look good today, and you look good." And I was like, "Really? like, oh, my baby, this isn't my baby. Because, yeah, he's got somebody in his life kind of helping train him, which is why I really think mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws should get along a lot better than they do. You know, I think mother-in-laws are jealous because the daughter-in-law is finally getting the son to do what they should have been doing all along, and they couldn't do it, and it took an outsider. I don't look at it that way. I'm like, I need all the help I could get because they don't listen to me. And I appreciate her because, even though I'm not in-law yet, they're not married yet, but I appreciate her because I'm like, you see, I told you so. You see? And so I'm picking up that I think my son appreciates me more because I was right. But there's apparently this term. It's not the biggest insult, but it's a pretty ubiquitously used term that I think the younger generation is using to check themselves. And if we remember, with the Me Too movement, the generation most affected, well, the two were the millennials and the Gen Zs. Millennials were born after 1980. The Gen Zs were born after 1996 to 2010. And those were kids starting to go into the dating world and saw what happened with Brett Kavanaugh or, what you know, Harvey Weinstein, things like that. And it kind of scared them, going, okay, well, I don't want to be accused of something that I didn't do. But also, that generation is a little confused because their Generation X parents, like me, or their baby boomer parents, have been telling them, look, you got to be nice to a girl. Don't hit a girl. Open their chair. Open the door. You know, and trust me, you shouldn't be hitting anybody. But they've been trained that, okay, with a female, you got a kitten glove. You got to be really, really careful. Okay, because you don't want to upset her. You know, you don't want to be accused of something. So, but in that process, they might apparently be doing the opposite and almost looking misogynistic or looking like they are biased against women. And so the younger generation is still very confused. And I know this because I talk to these kids all the time, their friends and all that. They're like, so, you know, is that good or bad? Opening a door for a girl, is that good or bad? Well, I think it's nice. Personally, all right, I think men opening doors for women allow them to look at our butts. So I've, you know, if I say no, I'll get my own door. It's because I picked up a creep vibe of somebody wanting to look at my butt. Because when they open the door and you walk out in front of them, they can see your it allows them a free pass to looking at your tush. So I've been saying no for that, not because I don't like chivalry and I don't like gentlemanly. I think that stuff is cool. It's if I pick up a vibe that somebody's going to be checking me out, no, you know. And unfortunately, you know, my butt's big, so, you know, I don't want to falsely accuse somebody of looking at my butt. I mean, honestly, if you're looking up at the moon, there's no way you're not going to see my butt. It's big, but sometimes I say no for that reason. So there's a term that apparently is pretty, like I said, ubiquitous and pretty used oftenly called a simp. Now, it means a few different things. One is too vulgar for me to bring on air. A milder term of simp is somebody who's a sissy or a wimp in how they approach girls. And if they approach them like, all right, I'll come over and do your landscaping for you, or I'll do your homework, or I'll whatever. They're being ridiculed and bullied by the guys that they're being too catering, shall we say, or being too what's the word I want? They're being too giving to a woman. A more derogatory term is somebody that's not getting sex, that's doing things for a woman to hopefully get sex, right? Not getting any. That's not the most derogatory term of that. So there it has a variety of meanings. But why it's kind of a big deal is we've been teaching our kids, the older generations have been teaching our kids one way. You need to respect women. You need to let them order first. You order for them. Okay, how many of you right, on a date, right, older baby boomer guys, right, said, you know what, would you like? And then you talk to the waiter for the lady. All right. I always thought that was kind of cool. And I'd be on a date. They're like, what would you like? I'm like, I just want meat. Yeah, but, you know, pick something on the menu. I don't care. Just steak. I'm like, can you? Okay, well, you know, I'll take maybe the, you know, sirloin because it's cheaper. Okay. Or the sirloin. He's like, the lady will have the sirloin. You know, and I always kind of thought, you know, I could talk to the waiter myself. I don't really need to do that. But I'm like, you know what? It's kind of nice. You know, because he's like taking charge and he's kind of being in this leader role. Apparently that's a big no-no for some women. That's a big no-no. You let them get their own chair. You let them open up their own door. You let them pay their way. Now, some women are like, no, why aren't you ordering for me? Why aren't you paying? So it means you don't know who you're dealing with. You don't know who you have. And you can't ask them. You can't say, look, when we go to dinner, are you wanting to be on equal footing and pay your own way? I don't want to insult you. Do you want to pay your way? You can't do that. I mean, if somebody asked me, it's like, well, yeah, I guess, because I can't say no. When personally I'm thinking, yeah, if I could get a free meal and I don't have to pay, yeah. See, some of us women kind of did this to ourselves. So women need to kind of figure out what they want. Now, anybody, it doesn't matter if this is a heterosexual, homosexual relationship, your partner needs to figure out what it is they want. But I'm seeing the younger generation still confused and still falling all over themselves, figuring out what to do. And so somebody being chivalrous, going, oh yeah, I'll come over and help you, or I'll do this for you, and I'll, you know, they're bullied. They're, right, being called a simp, or they're being called a, so, you know, I think those of us that are ladies, that identify as ladies and are in relationships with men that grew up wanting to be the princess, you know, and him rescuing us and taking us off, right, to Rivendell, so while everybody goes to Mordor, we could be with Aragorn and have our little Lord of the Rings fantasy, right? We grew up thinking that that was going to be us, when at the same time, we are mandating that we are treated like equals. And the guys, the dudes keep going, okay, so what do they want? I don't want to insult somebody. I had somebody last month go, look, I'm going on a date. She seems to be very progressive. What do I not do? And I was like, you know, ask her, would you like me to get the door? If she says no, don't get the door. You know, same thing with paint. You know, what are you more comfortable with? You know, would you like me to get the tab, or do you want to go Dutch? Whatever you're comfortable with. And I guess you're going to have to learn. Everybody's different, which I am a fan of. I don't think we're all the same. I think we all have differences and different, you know, likes and affinities, and we all vary. But this fear, that what bothers me is seeing this apprehension of, I don't want to insult her. I don't want to do something wrong. You know, we're going to be talking about in a list of words, right, that might be getting, quote-unquote, cleansed from our vocabulary, because these are words that might get people into trouble because of the double entendre. And I think I've been asking for years for everybody to kind of get the memo, because people get busted and they're like, well, nobody told me that you can't say that anymore. We need the memo, and we aren't really having a lot of guidance. And so, looks like generations, the younger generations are kind of handling it, taking matters into their own hands. They're like, if we're seeing you be too nice to a girl, we're going to call you out on it. And we women are like, but I don't want to kill the spider by myself. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is on the brink of losing 500,000 people to COVID-19. After a year of the pandemic, the running total of lives lost is just about 498,000. The figure compiled by Johns Hopkins University surpasses the number of people who died in 2019 of chronic lower respiratory diseases, stroke, Alzheimer's, flu, and pneumonia combined. Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland's confirmation hearing is underway. The Senate Judiciary Committee began questioning Garland this morning. Garland noting he has not spoken with President Biden about the ongoing investigation of Hunter Biden's taxes.
The president made abundantly clear in every public statement before and after my nomination that decisions about investigations and prosecutions will be left to the Justice Department.
USA Radio News. President Biden is making changes to the main U.S. coronavirus aid program for small businesses to try to reach smaller, minority-owned firms and sole proprietors left behind in previous rounds of aid. Starting on Wednesday for 2 weeks, the SBA will only accept applications for forgivable PPP loans from firms with fewer than 20 employees to ensure that they are not crowded out by larger firms. The changes make it easier for businesses with no employees, sole proprietors, independent contractors, and self-employed people such as house cleaners and personal care providers that could not qualify previously because of business cost deductions. The streaming service Disney Plus decided over the weekend that The Muppet Show can only be seen with an adult present because the program includes negative depictions and/or mistreatment of people or cultures. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you saw the Golden Knights game in Lake Tahoe? Well, you had to kind of see it twice. Golden Knights fell to the Avalanche, Colorado Avalanches, I believe this was Saturday, but it was a game done outdoors in an outdoor rink in Lake Tahoe. If you've never been to Lake Tahoe, you need to go. You have the snow-capped mountains, snow, beautiful trees, lake. It was exquisite. And, you know, I was watching this going, sports are definitely going to maybe take a turn for some of the better, because I'd like to see hockey be brought back outdoors. And as the second I thought about that, They had to postpone the game because the ice started to melt, and then I guess they had to wait for the nighttime. Golden Knights were actually ahead by one, but because it was only one period, they couldn't call the game unless there were two periods, so commissioner said we're going to move and do it at night. And unfortunately, the Golden Knights fell, but the Lake Tahoe was exquisite, an outdoor hockey, hopefully maybe making a comeback. And I live in Nevada. Nevada schools are going to be hopefully opening up their full contact high school sports, regulated by the Nevada Interscholastic Activities Association, as of, I think March 5th. So we're starting to see sports open up. But like I said, sports are going to probably have a different look or a different feel. So joining us to talk about how we're going to see these changes is Jackie McWilliams, CIAA Commissioner, the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association Commissioner. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, such a pleasure to be with you today. Thank you so much.
Wow, so you guys have had your hands full this year. What sort of changes have you seen and have you guys had to implement?
Yeah, you know, this has been a tough college season year. You know, we've canceled many conferences, including ours, have canceled our fall season, our winter season. We will have a modified spring season, but, you know, the basketball tournament is one of our largest events for our conference. And so given that we've canceled the actual tournament in person to see games, we have tried to be creative and innovative. And still engaging our fans, our member institutions, and our sponsors in having a virtual tournament week. So it will feel like you are running around at a tournament, but you will be doing it virtually.
Wow, that is incredible. So the players, how does that work? In terms of the players are going to feel that, or we as spectators are going to have that that experience?
I think everybody will. I mean, if you're a player and you're not able to play the game, you will get to see some throwback games. So some of our athletes will see themselves from playing last year or some old games from previous events and tournament games that will be shown on our CIAA Sports Network. Nice. But as we would say, even if we were on the ground in person, that we always try to create an environment in our tournament, something for everyone. So
yes.
Our athletes who are focused on playing and winning a championship, if you're not inside the venue watching the game, there's something for you. So we still have a virtual high school day. We have our fan fest, which will have artists throughout the country that are part of it. We'll have a career expo. We've got even NASA that's doing a program.
Wow.
We've got a segment of health. That we will allow each day there'll be a session with professionals to talk about health and healthy living. So there's really something for everyone, and that's what we would do in person as well. So it's definitely an experience, Dahlia, that I'm trying to get my head around. Like, what is this week really going to be like for mm-hmm. a virtual tournament experience without the actual game being played in person?
It's never been done, but you know what? There's a lot of good that can come out of that. You know, it's interesting with March Madness, the ramifications of not having, you know, our typical sports. You know, a lot of men get vasectomies this time of year, and they do it because they could stay home and why. So I think we're going to have less vasectomies done. I mean, you know, we need to evolve. We need to, you know, be more flexible and come up with other sorts of options. But you call it the CIAA virtual vibe, and I believe it starts tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it starts tomorrow. So it's, and you can say CIAA. We like the double A.
Oh, CIAA. So that's right. That's right.
Sorry. CIAA virtual vibe. No, it's fine. It's it starts tomorrow with high school day, and then it goes into Wednesday with another portion of high school day. We have financial literacy on Wednesday. The speaker series starts. We actually have a women's empowerment on Friday, also with our Hall of Fame. That's on Friday, but our CIAA Fan Fest starts on Thursday in the Career Expo. So literally, if you went on the CIAA.org site, CIAAtournament.org site, you can register, and we will send you updates on everything that's going on, and you can be a part of the experience. Baltimore City is our host city, the Charm City, so we created the platform so you will feel like you are at the convention center. So it will look like you're walking into the convention center in Baltimore. When you get in, you'll see signage to take you in the different locations of where everything is happening. You can get in virtual rooms at any of our 12-member institutions who will be hosting their own festivals and activities. It is unique. I'm a little blown away. I have become a fan as the commissioner to see what's happening here. So I can't wait for it to launch tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. It's fantastic. Jackie McWilliams, CIAA commissioner. Actually, it's the nation's oldest historically black athletic conference. And you partnering with Visit Baltimore, I think, is something that I think a lot of people are going to want to replicate and want to do. The success of this is, I guess, a concern I have is a lot of high school students, college students, if they're out of sports for a year or two, they might not go back. And we need to reignite that flame. We want, mind you, I want kids protected. I don't want, you know, them sustaining head trauma. But I think a sport, I put my kids into sports, them having a coach, them having that teamwork, them having that camaraderie is vital for their growth and vital for their development. And so I think this allowed a nice, you know, bridge to still keep kids involved and young adults involved in sports.
Yeah. No, I agree. I appreciate you saying that. You know, one of the things we've been telling our student athletes, you know, being a college athlete, I was a former athlete as well. You know, there's something about being resilient, right? And there's something about waiting on the sideline to get your time to get back in the game. And what do you do? And how do you prepare yourself? So you may not be playing on the quarter field today, but you do have the opportunity to play in the field by visiting some of our sponsors who are looking for student athletes to work at their companies, right? You get to mentor high school students. You get to be a part of the experience in a different way when normally, if we were in the tournament, you wouldn't have that, specifically basketball players who are focused on winning a championship. Mm-hmm. So if you focus on what is good this year and be a part of something that was made and created around you playing the game, then you will see the benefits of how that's going to help you later on in your future. So I think we're always trying to find ways to engage our community, keep our brand relevant, keep our fans wanting more, and keep our student athletes the center of what we get to do as a college commissioner. I mean, I work because of student athletes. So how do I continue to see a way to engage them in all the things that we're doing? And yes, we are the oldest HBCU conference in the country. We love partnering with cities and partnering with our community leaders in order to create these experiences for everyone. And the virtual side, Delia, really allows us to expand beyond the city. We get to reach out across the country now. So we're hoping that the capacity of our platform will hold everyone who wants to be a part of it.
Oh, man. Before you go, how can people tune in and find out more?
Yes. So go to the CIAAtournament.org. You'll see this beautiful page, landing page. When you get on that page, register, put your information in, and from that point on, you'll have access every single day to get in and enjoy all the festivities that are going on throughout the week.
So valuable. Thank you, Jackie, so much. Bless you and your team, and thank you for all you do.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to be with you this afternoon. God bless.
Always. God bless. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, did any of you guys watch The Muppet Show? What was it like, you know, The Muppet Show tonight? I don't know, but I guess The Muppet Show, I think The Muppet Show was around in the 80s. I didn't like The Muppet Show. I didn't like The Muppet Show because it was a spinoff of Sesame Street, and I loved Sesame Street. I loved Cookie Monster. Muppet Show didn't have Cookie Monster. I loved Grover. The Muppet Show didn't have Grover. I loved Ernie. I didn't like Bert, but I really loved Ernie. Muppet Show didn't have that. So when The Muppet Show came, I'm like looking at Gonzo and Fozzie Bear. Fozzie Bear I did not like. I thought he was annoying. Miss Piggy I couldn't stand. I liked Beaker. Beaker was funny. Beaker was the tall, skinny one that would like be like, me, 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 me. I don't know. I didn't like the Swedish Chef. I thought the Swedish Chef was insulting to Swedes, you know, because you couldn't really understand him, and he was, you know, but anyway. But apparently people watched The Muppet Show. I think my brother might have watched it. I didn't like The Muppet Show. You know, on Gonzo, I wasn't a fan. Well, apparently Disney Plus is airing The Muppets. Muppets have made a comeback. I don't know why. All this nostalgia is coming back. There's been commercials. There might have even been a Super Bowl commercial with Miss Piggy. I don't remember. Kermit the Frog memes are coming back. Kermit the Frog is okay. Kermit the Frog was the link. Whenever there's a spinoff, they have to have a link. And Kermit wasn't my favorite character, okay? Bring Cookie Monster, you got something. They could have done a whole Cookie Monster kitchen, and I think they could have done it way better. But they didn't, and they weren't asking my opinion as a kid. So, anyway, people like to make money on reruns and, you know, play old school shows. So The Muppet Show is on Disney Plus. Well, Disney Plus has been under a lot of criticism now because The Muppet Show apparently has negative stereotypes and appears to insult multiple cultures. So it's been criticized for its approach to Native Americans, to Muslims. Now, I don't remember which characters those are. There's also some insensitivity towards weight because they have, I guess, Miss Piggy. And so people are, I don't really get the whole Miss Piggy thing. Miss Piggy, she tries to dress sexy, and I think they even gave her boobies. I don't really remember. But she's always dressed up, and she cougars Kermit. And Kermit is, I guess, a boyfriend to her. I don't know. That I found strange as a kid. I was like, that's just a little too relationship-y for me. You know, Big Bird and Snuffleupagus, they had a good relationship, you know. They were buddies. Ernie and Bert lived together. I was comfortable with those relationships. I could not get comfortable with the Miss Piggy-Kermit relationship because I think she was squeezing him and hurting him. And, you know, but again, there are stereotypes there. So for women who are obese, apparently that insults them. So it's interesting, though, but rather than Disney Plus just canceling the show, they are putting a disclaimer saying if you want to watch The Muppet Show, you need a grown-up involved. Now, they also cleaned up some of the episodes. I think Johnny Cash, in one of the older episodes, was singing a song in front of a Confederate flag. So I think they just removed that entirely. But because they can't clean it all up, and again, I'm trying to remember what specific things could be aired now that would not be considered okay. They're just saying, you know what, we're going to play it anyway. And just have a parent nearby. Now, what is so significant about that? Well, we've been seeing a canceling of old shows and old, I think, what, Aristocrats, Dumbo, was it The Lady and the Tramp? There's been a lot of Disney movies that have had to be removed from airing. Let me see if I could find... Hold on a second. Peter Pan, Aladdin. Well, actually, those are disclaimer warnings that have been added. But there's been a lot of people wanting to boycott old Disney shows for the stereotypes. And unfortunately, you know, because back then there was, you know, there was a different approach to our past. And it was interweaved in cartoons to kids, and things like that we just don't talk about anymore, we don't see, or we don't, yeah, we just don't go there. So there has been a lot of editing, and there's been a lot of canceling some of those shows. But what's very interesting is Disney isn't canceling them. Disney, and you know, they're very progressive, Disney, so to speak, but they're just going to slap a warning and say, deal with it. And that's a much different approach. And I don't know if they realized they did this. I mean, it was probably, you know, because they spent a lot of money and, you know, they're doubling down. You know, same thing with Hamilton. That with, you know, Hamilton got a lot of criticisms, you know, because of the role that Alexander Hamilton played in slavery. But the musical is a great musical, and it was airing on Disney Plus, and I think it's still on Disney Plus. But Disney's approach, and maybe it's because of the pandemic, maybe it's because they lost a lot of money with Disneyland being closed, rather than them saying, okay, you know what, if this is offensive, we're going to take it off, we're going to not play it anymore. They're like, no, we're going to play it, we'll slap a disclaimer, deal with it. And I wonder if that might be the start of a new approach to what do we do with past shows, past things that are now currently found offensive. Like, for example, I don't know if you guys watch Friends. Friends, there was an episode where Rachel was in a dress, and she asked Joey to zip her dress. So Joey starts to zip, and she goes up, right, because he was probably zipping down. That was funny then. Now somebody would say that was assault, and Friends shouldn't be, you know, I don't know, idolizing a show that I guess, you know, finds humor in that. So I'm wondering if Hollywood, you know, and it usually takes somebody hurting their pockets. I'm wondering if Hollywood is trying to figure out how to stop the snowball effect of being criticized and needing to cancel old shows. I mean, like, if you look at I Love Lucy, I mean, there's a lot of stereotypes. You know, Rick and Ricardo yelling at her, and, you know, them having to sleep in separate beds, and there was like some old school, the ways that the old school show was done back in the 50s. But, you know, that was our history. These are shows that, you know, people grew up with. Nostalgia is selling. And I'm wondering if Hollywood is like, look, we're going to put money first. And what we'll do is if somebody thinks that Gone with the Wind is offensive, you know, but there's people that want to see the classic and want to pay for that classic, we'll put a disclaimer and say, look, there are things that are going to be stereotypical or found offensive. And I'm not saying that's the right thing to do, but it's looking like we're starting to see a little bit of pushback on canceling things, because I think people are looking back at Gilligan's Island. And, you know, like, let's say Ginger and, is that misogynistic? Is that too stereotypical? When they look at I Dream a Genie, I mean, I Dream a Genie, calling him master. Okay, I mean, something like that would not fly. But is Hollywood going to say, look, this was done in the 60s. This was something that was a hit in the 60s. This isn't something that we condone now, but it was a show. So if you think anybody is going to be insulted by it, don't watch it. For those of you who want to watch it, it's there. So I don't know. I don't know if that's the right approach. But The Muppet Show, I wasn't a big fan of it, so I really don't care what happened to The Muppet Show. But it is fascinating that Disney is like, look, we'll just put a disclaimer on it because there's just too much for them to try to edit. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.